Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We haven't had Amy call in yet, so we're going to go to something we've had before, the immune system with Dr. Nikki.
We have Dr. Nikki, researcher and naturopathic physician, with us today, and we're going to be talking about the wonders of our immune system and how to help it. Welcome, Dr. Nikki.
Hello, how are you today?
Very well, thanks. So you are a naturopathic physician, and you've done some extra research on herbs and things that are very beneficial for the immune system. But can you tell me a little bit about the wonders of our immune system and everything it does for us to make it work?
Oh, gosh, the immune system is very powerful, right?
Yeah.
Constantly working day in and day out, trying to keep some things at bay so that we don't feel sick, and then sometimes working really hard to recover from being sick. So we're very, very blessed if we can have our immune system well protected and as strong as we can get it, particularly during the flu season, the cold and flu season, right?
Mm-hmm. So if we start to get that tickle in the throat or a little bit of colds or chills, what are some things we should do right at the initial onset?
Yes, there are a couple of things that I would recommend. I would first say bump up your vitamin D. If you're not doing some vitamin D, get that vitamin D in your system to boost the immune system. It kind of wakes up the soldiers and gets them to start fighting. I'd say increase some vitamin C. Get some vitamin C in your system, some zinc, lovely zinc. And one of my favorite herbs to put into play immediately would be some echinacea.
Okay.
Echinacea is a big one.
Can you tell me a little bit about the history of echinacea and how it's been used traditionally before it came onto the market?
Sure. Oh, it's got a long history. And just for the record, it's actually the most researched herb with regards to the cold and flu as well. I think we could trace this all the way back to good old the medicine man, Ben Black Elk. Ben Black Elk is from South Dakota and a Native American medicinal man, and he shared the echinacea seeds with a man by the name of Alfred Vogel. And in doing so, Alfred Vogel actually took these seeds that was given to him and took them over to Switzerland and developed it into what is probably known as the very best echinacea in the world right now, called Echinaforce.
Mm-hmm. And can you tell us a little bit about Alfred Vogel? He was an early pioneer naturopathic physician, wasn't he?
Yes, he's one of the fathers of naturopathic medicine and had been a huge advocate for doing things as naturally as we could to support the natural healing process of the human body and the human spirit as well. And so he, I think, is probably one of the first original naturopathic doctors, physicians that I can put my finger on from way back when. And
so
we have the gift of things like echinaforce and echinacea.
And in the beginning, when Ben Black Elk had the seed in that, what were they using it for in their community at that time?
At that time, they were using it for snake bites, wounds, festering wounds, feverish diseases, infections. They were using it for a lot more than what echinacea tends to be known for today, I would say. It just shows you how diverse the herb is and how much you can use it for. But yeah, back then it was more about those snake bites and the wounds and feverish diseases and infections. If someone was trying to fight an infection off to try to get the immune system back into balance, they would actually use the echinacea.
Mm-hmm. And echinacea was in the last 15, 20 years, it became really in vogue, the first thing to go to with colds and flus. And it often isn't the first thing people think of anymore. Is there a reason for that?
You know, yeah, I think it kind of gets forgotten a lot of times. And I think it's because, well, there are a lot of things to use nowadays. I think we know more about herbs now than we have in the past. But when we learn as much as we do now, we tend to forget about the ones that tend to be the staples of health, I would say. And I think echinacea is one of them. And so it's good that we talk about it because we remind everyone of the power of it. And I think when we have seasons like we are having with the cold and flu, we're looking for those, you know, those big hitters to really help us recover or to prevent from getting things. And echinacea is not only something that can be used with having a cold and flu, to actually help prevent it from coming on. And that's the one big thing that I think we forget about.
Dr. Nikki, can you tell me a little bit about the echinacea plant and harvesting it, and just some of the wonders of it that are different than other plants?
Right, right. So not all echinacea is the same, so we'll have to remember that. So it's not
so
created the same.
When we're talking about echinophorus, we're talking about the purpurea, right?
Correct. That's the one I'm talking about. Correct, yes. There is a unique potency that comes with echinophorus because of the way it's taken care of immediately after harvesting. So meaning it's organically certified herb, it's fresh whole plant extracted and processed within 24 hours of harvesting. And the key with that is that they're using both water and alcohol extraction to ensure that the water and oil soluble parts of the plant are incorporated. So that's why it's so outstanding. So you're not using just a piece of this or a leaf or stem, you're actually using the whole plant. And it's very, very powerful if you know how to do that. And I think the echinophorus is unique in that way.
They're macerating the whole aerial part as well as the root?
Yes.
Okay. And can you tell me a little bit about what causes, you know, if you take the echinacea flower and you open up and you just chew on it a little bit, it makes your whole mouth go numb. What's that?
Oh, that's funny. Well, part of the reason why we get some of the numbness, it's some of the word I'm looking for. There are some, chemicals from the plant that's released into the mouth that actually is very, very, actually quite healing, quite beneficial. So that may seem really odd, but it's really the body's first step in which it's, I always call that the waking of the immune system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so that's actually a very good sign. If you bite into that and you feel that bite in there, it's going, this is entering the body, and the immune system is going, wow, we're ready for this.
So, Dr. Nikki, when you take a good tincture, too, and you put it on, you get that tingle.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's wonderful. And I think that is quite unique unto echinacea. If you've tried other herbs, not all other herbs have that same effect. I think I'm the only one that I can think of that it might have that same kick is something like golden seal.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and it can be kind of shocking to the system once you chew on it. So,
kind of like old dirty boots.
Yes.
Okay.
<Yes. laughs>
And at what point do you put golden seal in when you're working with your immune system?
So with me, I add golden seal in, particularly when I feel like there's a strong an infection that's kicked in, particularly nasal stuff, sinuses. Golden seal is so great for the mucous membranes. Really helps to unblock the sinuses and kill off bacteria. So when you put that into play along with echinacea, I think to me that's the dynamic duo. That's really like bringing home the grand slam and really taking care of being antiviral and at the same time antioxidant. And at the same time, you're killing off bacteria at a much faster rate, I think, when they're played out together.
Okay. So, with the golden seal, is it killing off any of the good bacteria?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
Does golden seal actually like act like an antibiotic and kill good and bad bacteria, or is it able to specifically just go after the bad bacteria?
It does. So golden seal is what I often call nature's version of an antibiotic.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, anytime there is an upper respiratory infection or if there is a nasal, particularly the nasal area, I put golden seal into play because I want to kill that bacteria off. And I'm pretty aggressive about it. I'll have my patients do it at least 2 times a day, sometimes 3 times a day. And that really just knocks things out. It kills off a lot of bacteria, bad bacteria in particular. So you will probably cut your recovery time in half if you get golden seal into play right away.
Wonderful. So, Dr. Nikki, would we keep going even a day or two after we feel a little better?
Yep, I would. Absolutely. It's kind of when you do take an antibiotic, they say, you know, take the antibiotic, I'm giving you a 5-day supply, and if you take only 2 days of that 5-day supply, you may not kill the bacteria off completely, even though you are feeling better. So I would recommend with Golden Seal, you take it for at least 2 to 3 days after you've actually started, you know, recovering. Yeah, definitely.
So, and this Echinophorus, so the seeds were taken from North America over to Switzerland. They're growing this beautiful echinacea in Switzerland, and they've done all the research over there, and then we're bringing it back to Canada, to North America.
Yes.
And it's being sold worldwide, actually.
Yes, there's a lot, and it's really exciting because, especially with America right now, I don't know if you guys are feeling it as much as we are with the flu season being so bad. So many people are looking for alternative ways to deal with, you know, to deal with the flu and to deal with colds. It seems that a lot of times vaccinations are not enough. So echinacea is a really great way to really help support your body with trying to prevent the cold and flu, or actually trying to get rid of it.
And so with the Echinophorus, it's had more research than any other echinacea, really, hasn't it? I've seen research on it that it's even fine for pregnant and nursing moms. Is that true?
That's right. And Echinophorus, I would say, is probably the only one on the market right now that can be safely done with pregnant women and breastfeeding women. Which is a huge relief, especially if you're in the middle of the flu right now and you are pregnant, because, as you know, most of us can't do anything about it. So doing echinacea, the Echinophorus in particular, is really, really beneficial. And I actually have had quite a few pregnant women use it and do beautifully with it.
Isn't that great to have an ally? Because usually they just say just hot tea and water, juice, that's it. So it's great to have things when you're pregnant. We're going to have to go over to a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to naturopathic physician Dr. Nikki Moore about Echinophorus and ways to bolster your immune system with the cold and flu season.